This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff in Long Island. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, Chris?
Good morning. How are you? Good morning.
I wish I was better, but let me start off by saying that I'm tired of watching Aaron Boone get outmanaged in these playoffs and World Series, especially against Alex Cora. I mean, just think about this.
Yeah.
They go into this series
yeah.
knowing – we watch the games all year. We talk about it on the radio. Everybody always says the Yankees don't have a bullpen that they can trust. I'm sorry. I'm riding
I hear you.
My pitcher until he can't get anybody out.
And then what happens? Yeah, but I'm just
I'm not sitting around waiting for Luke Weaver to be able to get anybody out. We've seen for months now that he can't get anybody out.
That's
why
not
go
true.
To him.
Like
when
that,
was the last time he got somebody out this season?
I don't know. His last three and two thirds, four, five innings of scoreless baseball. So the last five innings of the season.
Let me just move on to my next point that I want to point out.
Yes.
Why is it that every team that we play in the playoffs has a strategy of taking extra bases on the
Well, that's true too. And I didn't mention that in the open. You're 100% right. That is a huge circumstance in the game when you get the base hit there from Sogard and he takes second base on Judge's arm. Look, that's an issue right now. I've watched it a bunch. I wouldn't say Judge was lazy getting to the ball, but I mean, could he have done it any better? Possibly, but we know Judge doesn't have an arm. Judge doesn't have an arm right now. It's not the Red Sox, not anybody else. They're going to take the advantage of Judge's arm. Judge is injured and the arm strength isn't there. He threw the ball 73 miles an hour. When he's right, he throws it 85, 90. They know it. Everybody in baseball knows it. Judge is out there playing hurt, and they took the extra base. And again, I don't know what Alex Cora had a guy on the mound who got 17 batters in a row. I can't promise you this because I can't see the future or see an alternate universe. I'm not Doctor Strange, so I don't know how it would have worked. But I feel pretty confident in saying if Max Fried retired 17 batters in a row, that Aaron Boone would have let him finish the seventh. He didn't retire 17 batters in a row. He had runners on in every inning from the third inning on. Those two performances are not the same. I don't know how Alex Cora outmanaged. They got the big hit with runners on. The Yankees didn't. If Giancarlo Stanton puts one in the seats in the ninth, did Aaron Boone outmanage Alex Cora? because he had the right-hander up against Chapman, and because of the alignment that the Yankees had, he went straight to Chapman and pitched him in the eighth, and because the up and down, extra up and down from Chapman led him to have a bad ninth, would we all sit here and go, wow, did you see the trap that Aaron Boone led for Alex Cora? He had the lefties in there with the batting lineup, so that instead of going to their normal like eighth inning guy, they went straight to Chapman because he wanted to keep the lefties in. And look, he had to get up in the eighth. He had to get back up in the ninth. He didn't have his good command. They got four straight hits against them, and Stanton, the right-handed hitter, put one in the seats. Wow. Aaron Boone just completely managed circles around Alex Cora. Is that what we would say? Alex Cora's team won the game. Yoshida came in and got the hit. Weaver sucked. Chapman got three on in the ninth. He almost blew the game. He didn't. Does that make Alex Cora a better manager? I'm not saying Alex Cora isn't a better manager. Alex Cora has won a championship. Alex Cora has played, you know, his teams in the biggest of moments have played better against the Yankees than the other way around. I'm not trying, but like this whole thing of like, oh my God, he managed circles around him. Why? Because his team came through with the big hit. Like, what about this manager? The Yankees made a decision on the lineup. Alex Cora had nothing to do with that. Alex Cora managed his team just fine. And again, I'm pretty damn confident that if Max Fried, even at 100 pitches, had an easy armchair performance of getting 17 consecutive batters and never having to pitch out of the freaking stretch, he would have let him go longer, but he didn't. He didn't. He gets a runner on in the third. He gives up a base hit to Sogard in the third. He gives up a walk to Nevarez, again, with two outs. Walk to Nevarez, double to Eaton. Then he has to strike out Duran on a full count, eight pitch at bat, where he gets him to swing on a pitch outside of the zone. Then in the fifth inning, he gets two outs, again, walk, single. Then he gets Bregman to ground out. Then in the sixth inning, another walk. He had put runners on in every single inning since the third, and particularly in the fourth and fifth, did it after he got two outs. It's easy to say, oh, I'm riding with him until the wheels fall off. What if the wheels fall off and now you got to trust the bullpen with the wheels falling off? That's the last thing I want is two runners on because I've chosen to give Max Fried a chance and now I got to bring the bullpen in. It's the seventh inning. Max Fried did his job. The bullpen has to do theirs. Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.